Healing principles. There is a principle involved in healing, in wholeness, and it is one which we can be aware of and apply very definitely in our life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. I watched a video last night on Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and it was a very revealing video, because in that show, Mr. Smith was a very high-idealed person, and when he went to Washington, he found that manipulation and compromise were the thought of the day to get things done. And while many wonderful things are done in the Senate, and while the Senate is a very austere and astute and important body of government for the United States, there are little areas there where cooperation between senators brings about the results, and you do this and I'll do that and we'll work together. Well, Mr. Smith came to Washington, and he was a very naive man, and he thought that it was the fulfillment of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, of the finest that all of these men had ever known. And he forgot that there was underneath there an undercurrent, and that undercurrent was one that did not destroy the government, but it certainly did not embody or embellish the government. And when he became aware of this, he stood up for it. And when he stood up for it, they tried to destroy him. Even those nearest and dearest to him tried to destroy him, because he was taking away their blessings and the image that they had built for themselves. Our body is much the same way. Our body has been built over the years. And over the years, we have told our body that it is limited. We have told our body that we must take pills and we must do things that will sort of compromise the body's actual reality. And in that process, the body becomes less and less able to do it for itself, and more dependent on pills, more and more dependent on doctors, more and more dependent on outside agencies to keep it in perfect order. A house that is destroyed is usually destroyed from within itself. A body that is destroyed is usually destroyed from within itself. A government that is destroyed from within itself. If we understand this maxim and we use it to its fullest degree, we will realize that all of our life we have been compromising our body. We have been letting our body rule us. When our body said it wasn't feeling well, we would immediately go and do something about it physically. We didn't stop and say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. When we stub our toe, the first thing we want to say is, ouch, and remedy that by shaking our leg and feeling that it hurts. Whereas, in truth, the hurt is but a thought sent by the nerve to the brain to be interpreted as pain. And the brain can just as easily short-circuit that image that comes up and say, okay, all is perfect, my toe is perfect, my toe is whole and perfect right now, and then not do the foolish thing to stub our toe again. Because if we stubbed our toe every moment as we walked, we would soon learn that that is not a very effective way to do it. But we only do it occasionally, and when we do it occasionally, we are reminded of just what we really believe about ourselves. What we believe about ourselves is that the outside controls the inside. That is what happens when you allow life to manipulate you. That's what happens when I allow thoughts to take over me. But when I am the master of my thought, when I continually say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, if I continually stand up for that truth, regardless of any outward appearances, regardless of any outward symbolism that would tear me to pieces, then, with the strength that I build, It will stand me throughout my life, and I will stand in perfect health, in perfect right action, in perfect peace. We do not all have the emotional dramaticism of the Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. We do not have the filibustering that he did that made a name for himself and that proved to the people around him that he was right, because that was not necessary. But it was part of the show. What was necessary was for Mr. Smith to always maintain the dignity that he had about himself, to always believe in himself regardless of any outward experiences or any outward appearances or any outward actions that would try to destroy him. If the outer can destroy us, the inner is nothing. If the inner is everything, then the outer is a reflection of that inner. For truly the outer always is a reflection of that inner. So when you have a weakness in you, and the outer reflects it, rebuild that self inside yourself and reclaim that strength, reclaim that reality, and regardless of any appearances, stand forth for the truth at all times. You will feel happier within yourself. You will build up within yourself a reservoir of great power and great strength. And though the winds of fortune may blow about you, you will be untouched, because you have the strength within you. You have the wholeness within you. You have the purity within you. It wouldn't hurt to look at a video called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It reminds us of some of the things that we could hold very dear for ourselves, some of the principles that we could hold in our own inner self. For though it was an outer picture, it was an inner revelation for anyone who was willing to open their eyes. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll free 1-888-463-8654. You'll get exciting information covering your healing desires. When you call 1-888-463-8654, a practitioner will greet you on the phone and say, "Hi, you're whole and perfect." And you'll say, "Right." And you will be so. Because this is your consciousness. This is your decision. This is your inner strength. When you call, be ready to accept your healing now, because healing principle works. I love you and have a wonderful day.